While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the joys about being pastor is occasionally I'll walk over into our school and just pop in on one of the classes to either answer questions or just to see what's going on. And today when I walked over the school, coming down the hallway was a little procession. Half of the kids had little headdresses on, the other had little pilgrim hats on, and they were all walking, processing from one kindergarten classroom to the other for their Thanksgiving feast. I should let you know a feast for kindergartners is a slice of bread, some popcorn, two cranberries, and that. But they did have a very interesting looking pumpkin dessert for their dessert. But anyway, so I walked in there, and of course they said one of the kids led the rest of the class in their meal prayer, and then the teacher asked, "We're going to go around the room. We're going to ask you to say one thing you're thankful for." And so, to not my surprise, some of them are responses that you would expect. Thankful for Christmas came up several times. Thankful for their mom. Thankful for their dad. Thankful for their teachers. And I suppose it's one of the perks about being a kindergarten teacher, hearing them say that and actually mean it. But several of the kids said, "I'm thankful for my family and my school family." You know, and that, all of a sudden, that clicked with me because that's really what we're about tonight. Here at this Mass and then immediately following the Mass at our own Thanksgiving feast. This is about being thankful, grateful for what God has done for our parish family here at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And he has truly blessed us in so many different ways. You know, but especially to be able to gather together and to give thanks to God in this venue, in this sacrament. Because as I said at the beginning, the word Eucharist means to give thanks. You know, and so we don't just give thanks by saying, "Thanks, God, for Jesus. Thank you for what all he's done for us." But we actually participate in his gift of redemption. We actually participate in it. We believe that every time we celebrate the Mass, we are transported to that upper room where Jesus tells the disciples for the first time, and he continues to tell us, using the voice of the priest, "This is my body. This is my blood." And then we're transported to the foot of the cross, standing next to Mary and the disciple John, as we look up at Jesus and watch him breathe his last, realizing it's for the love of me and you that he gave up his life on the cross. Each and every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we give thanks because we participate in those saving acts that he initiated. And we continue to do it. You know, this past Sunday, I talked a little bit about memory or remembering. And when we celebrate the Eucharist, it is an active remembering. Because we don't just recall, but we participate in those saving acts. And then we get to come forward and to receive our Lord and Savior in a very personal and intimate way by receiving his body and blood. This ultimately is what the basis of our gratitude as a parish family is about. Because of what Jesus did for us, we are sons and daughters of the living God, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is the foundation of the gratitude that we have. We are truly blessed because we are truly loved by our Lord. He loves this faith community. He loves this parish family. And he wants all of us to join him forever in heaven. And there cannot be a greater gift, and there cannot be a greater reason to give thanks to God.